Wash your face beneath the pump. It's time you're up and on the jump. It's morning and you must get something done.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Agri-Risk Management Podcast, where we will hopefully help you continue to have good mornings on the farm. I'm Liz Higgins, an Ag Business Management Specialist with Cornell Cooperative Extension. And with me today, I have Dr. Jenny Ift, and we're going to talk about what kind of grower should consider having crop insurance.
Hi, I'm Jenny Ift. I'm an assistant professor of farm and agribusiness management at the Dyson School at Cornell. I have a research and extension program in crop insurance, so I lead the statewide crop insurance education program for New York State, and I also conduct research on various farm management issues, including crop insurance.
Great. Well, thanks for being here today. So New York, my understanding is New York has one of the lower rates of participation in the federal crop insurance program. What kind of farmers in New York, you know, who maybe don't have crop insurance right now, should maybe be thinking about crop insurance?
Right. I don't know if there's a typical profile. I think if there's a crop insurance product available and you face risks that you can't control related to the weather or natural events, I think volcanoes and earthquakes are covered, which we really don't have, but, you know, hell risk, you know, rainfall, you know, too much rain, too little rain, insect disease pressure. If these are things that you face, you should definitely consider it. Where you can think about is, you know, what's the protection worth to me? Also on the other side, do you face price risk? Is there a risk that, you know, prices are going to drop? And then in some cases, when there's revenue coverage available, is this something that would be worth it for you? So I guess in terms of who it makes sense for is the producers that are exposed to those kind of risks and where it's a concern for them.
So, you know, for most growers though, paying crop insurance premiums just sort of seems like an expense. You don't make money with crop insurance, right?
With the premium subsidy, on average, a producer should come out ahead over time. Mm-hmm. But there's no guarantee of that because you don't get a claim unless you have low production or low revenue.
So how would a farmer know then, given the complexity of the program, whether a premium is reasonable for them given their specific situation?
So it is very useful to look sort of historically, you know, when have people experienced these events and what have their payments been? But that's sort of how we encourage people to look at it. If you have this particular event happen, if you have a yield decline for, you know, whatever type of risk you face, what would crop insurance pay out and would that be worth the premium that you're paying?
So are there specific metrics or ratios that someone should use to make a determination about whether the additional cost of crop insurance makes sense or like figuring out what level of coverage they should get?
Right. So there are different ways to do this. What we like to encourage people to do is don't think about the absolute level at first. What you want to think about is what are the potential bad outcomes? What type of risk am I concerned about, you know, in terms of yields? So, you know, what if I experience a 30% decline in yields? What if yields go down by half? And then if that happens, what's going to be your revenue with and without crop insurance? And how likely do you think the situation would be? And then if you have an understanding of what happens to your operation, then you can think about, okay, am I willing to pay this premium to avoid being in the no insurance scenario?
Now, do you find that growers actually think this way, or do they tend to just look at the expense?
I'm not really sure. I think... you know, in some cases, affordability matters. That's why we have the premium subsidies.
Right.
So that's really important, definitely. And so I think it also just depends if a lot of people are using the product, then people are more likely to do it over time. And then, you know, the more you use it, the more you get an idea of, you know, what coverage levels work best for you and the details. So there is some learning that goes on as well.
So it sounds like the risk management take-home message for this podcast is for growers who face risks, which includes most growers, to look at crop insurance programs and see if the coverage they offer would insure you from critical risks on your farm at a price point that makes sense. I'll also say that if you haven't looked at crop insurance in years, some of the programs have changed and they may be worth another look. So, well, thanks for joining us today, Jenny.
This material is funded in partnership with the USDA's Risk Management Agency.